Welcome, my fellow wannabes. Welcome to another edition of Beer Bros. As you can see, it's a total sausage fest today. Wow, we're really going to start the show off that way. Today, we're coming at you. These are a couple of my friends. Why don't you guys introduce yourself?
I'm Ryan Mazzocco.
I'm Ethan Maestri.
This is the podcasting group known as Age of Geek, also Drive Back the Night is their sister podcast. A very special episode for me to have them on today because I wouldn't have started my YouTube had it not been for Age of Geek, and it's nice to see Ryan here too because he has been a huge part of my music geekdom as well. So these are a couple of my really good friends, and I'm excited to have them on Beer Bros to share a beer.
I played bass with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we don't, it's you know, we were in a band, okay? It's a thing. So today what we're doing is we wanted to do a Beer Bros. As you guys know, we'll be reviewing one beer first, and then I forgot to start my GoPro. God, I'm such a freaking idiot. It's okay. So yeah, we're going to be reviewing a beer today. It's called Fat Tire. It's from New Belgium. And this was Ethan's idea because whenever he first kind of started getting into the craft beer scene, would you say this is what you started with?
Well, I mean, before craft beer was really getting going really well, this was like the first not domestic Budweiser, Coors, whatever. This was the one that really turned me on to a different kind of beer.
Gotcha. Now, Ryan, what's your background with beer? Do you like craft beer at all?
I've drank beer. I drink beer. I like beer. I've had several beers. Not today. That sounded bad.
We could have had several beers before we started.
That's right. So what we're getting at here is that clearly I am not the beer connoisseur. But I do like beer, and I know when I like it, and I know when I don't like it. Can't always explain why, but I'm sure I'll have an opinion.
Yeah.
Have you had Fat Tire before?
Oh, I've had Fat Tire, yeah.
Okay, great.
So. Yeah. I have too, and the last time I had it, I wasn't crazy.
So this isn't going to be like a bad sort of spit take or
something? No, 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 no. Right. It's not going to be like that. So let's kind of talk about this beer a little bit. As you can see in the GoPro, you know, I'm sure most of you who are watching this are familiar with this beer. This is a amber ale made by New Belgium. The alcohol content is... Alcohol by volume is 5.2%. So not, you know, not really, you'd have to probably drink a few of these to really feel a buzz, but at the same time, I don't really think it's meant to be.
Well, the reason why I picked this one is because in my 20s, as I was getting away from the more domestic stuff, this one had a little more kick and tasted different and really stuck through my 20s, basically. This was my go-to beer.
Very nice.
It was very influential.
Okay.
In my beer taste. I think it was one of those too that, because I remember this coming out, it was one of the first ones that wasn't one of your standard run-of-the-mill Budweiser or Miller that you could, it started popping up in restaurants on tap. And so it just seemed like there were so many of those that were just, you've seen them everywhere. And then all of a sudden a new one started creeping in. And this is one of the very first ones that I remember looking back and saying, that's not one that I know.
Yeah.
Let's give that a try.
Plus, makes I had sense. A bike on the front, and I was huge into mountain biking back then, too.
Does it still have the bike?
Like, still has the bike.
Yeah, it's just smaller.
Yeah, okay. I remember seeing this logo. I mean, I don't know. Did you ever come over for ping pong night at my dad's house?
Or as the Chinese say,
ping pong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ping pong.
This is what people would bring
no,
all the time.
I never
came. Oh, you over. Never got to go. No, uh-uh. Oh, okay, well, you
I
suck.
Was not invited.
So I remember seeing this bottle, and I was probably like 12 or 13 at the time, and I remember seeing this in our fridge. It was getting quite a bit of popularity, and I was like, Fat Tire, huh? Okay, whatever. So without taking any more time, let's pop this bad boy open. Would one of you guys happen to have a bottle opener handy?
I was told we didn't need to bring any gear.
I might be able to open it with my ring. Here, I got it. I have a bottle.
That's
ring.
No, that would be a true Beer Bros moment if you can open
tonight,
it.
Tonight, if I can do it with my open it with my ring. All right, let's try.
Don't hurt yourself, though.
I can't.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So you think this podcast is going to take off?
Podcast?
Yeah, or whatever it is he's doing.
I give it another 2-3 months tops.
Seems very unorganized.
Yeah. I don't understand how you can be so unprofessional and crank out this much content.
I mean, he didn't know what we were doing here, right? We were going to be drinking beer.
How do you not have a bottle opener when you're... Yeah, and this is I'm a little disappointed here.
But I'm having fun. Hey there. No.
What?
Nothing.
You guys making fun of me?
No.
No.
I'll kick you both right in the nuts. You're making jokes about me being unprepared. There goes the thing. All right, let's dump it out. A little bit for you. Semi-aggressive pour.
Grazie.
Semi-aggressive pour. And real aggressive pour for you. Semi.
I get all the sediment at the bottom.
Yep. Let's take a look at the color. I think what it's been described as an amber ale. I think it very much, that's exactly what this is.
That is an accurate description.
Yes, it is a very accurate description. So let's give her a smell. It smells really good.
That's what beer should smell like.
Yeah, that's good. All right, taste time, first taste.
I really have always appreciated the after effect. Yeah. This one has always had a little bit of an after effect, but it's not terribly strong or bitter.
Yeah, it's a very, I don't want to, say it's a very beer taste, but I mean, it doesn't really lean one way or the other. It's borderline generic, but at the same time, there's a little bit something there that does kind of set it apart from the rest, right?
Yeah. There's a hoppiness to it, but it's almost like the little brother of an IPA. So if you don't really like IPA, I like IPAs.
Well, okay, see.
But this is like it's a very mild version of what an IPA is.
Almost like a gateway.
And as I was getting away from this, I was going into an IPA phase. That's an excellent observation as to why I probably eased into the IPAs the way I did. Because, I can kind of see that here.
It's very easy to drink.
It is very, it's a very drinkable beer. I think it definitely, the one that I had last time must have not been good anymore or something, because it doesn't taste anything like this. So, really good.
Oh, so you've had bad Fat Tire experience.
The last time I drank it was not good.
No. Okay.
Yeah, so this is, after a second and third tasting, there's like a little lingering hint of it almost tastes like the bottle cap a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's there. So, I don't want to say it tastes like metal because it doesn't, but there's definitely, if you take a swig and I let it roll off the sides of my tongue, I kind of get just a slight hint of that. Now, I mean, it has been in a metal tank for X amount of time, and they obviously make a lot of this beer.
And they don't clean those out very often.
Is that true?
Sorry, New Belgium.
So, and that's the thing is, I believe New Belgium has been bought by... Anheuser-Busch.
That I don't know.
I think that's the case, because that's what's happening is a lot of these, and correct me if I'm wrong, beer geeks, but if that is the case, I want to know. I know a lot of this, a lot of these smaller breweries, that kind of got big, quote unquote, have been bought by, what is it, InBev or whatever?
The parent company.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, this is good, though. I really like this. I don't know. I think there's other beers out there for sure that I would probably buy over this one to, just like as a daily drinker. But I think it's good every once in a while, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Tasting this, I haven't had a Fat Tire in a long time. I suggested it because, like I said, this was one that was influential back in the day.
Sure.
And would thought it would be great to revisit that one here.
And I think that's definitely probably a really good one to start. Like kind of what Ryan said, there's just a hint, there's just enough hops in there that it might kind of be more like a gateway to kind of get your palate set up for the more hoppier.
If you've had enough
booze, yes.
If you've had enough Natty Light, enough Budweiser or Coors, it's time to move on.
It's time to move on. And this is a good graduation, I would say. Fat Tire from New Belgium. Well, now we come to score time. We are going to go off of the Untappd scale, which I don't know if you guys know what Untappd is. It's basically Instagram for beer, and they go on off a scale of 5. Now, in my opinion, whenever you're going off of a scale, of any type of scale, it's all, it needs to be kind of viewed on a objective basis. So, is this a craft beer? Technically, yes. I would say, I would say it is.
I'd say craft beer has moved on quite a bit from where this started.
Yeah, totally. But for the purpose it serves, does it serve that purpose well?
is kind of what I judge as my general overall judging process. So, out of five, Ethan, what does it get from you?
Out of five, and I'm going to try and take a little bit of the nostalgia out of it for me, because that figures in, if I'm being perfectly honest. But,
sure.
But trying to be objective about it, I'd give it a three.
Okay.
I mean, if I saw it on the shelf and there was nothing else that really
jumped out to you.
Yeah, that yeah. I was interested in, I'm definitely going with Fat Tire.
Okay. Nice. Ryan?
I'm going to say it would have been a three before we started today. I'm going to go ahead and go up to four. Because for me, I think what I have been drinking a lot more IPAs lately, and so that's kind of what got me thinking about that. I had never thought of this as being like a miniature IPA before. When I first started drinking Fat Tire, I thought of it as a heavier beer. That's what I was drinking at the time. It's like you talk about when you're done with the Bud Lights yeah. and stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So to me, Fat Tire, that's an appropriate name. That's a heavy beer.
We said it before.
Right.
I love where you're going with that. It's a gateway to yeah. stepping up to other things.
So I haven't had Fat Tire in quite some time now, and suddenly now, all of a sudden, it just feels like a much lighter beer than what I remembered. It's refreshing. It's very easy to drink.
Yeah, super drinkable.
Not chunky at all. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, those real thick beers, thick, heavy beers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
sure.
So,
definitely not a sour.
I actually, yeah, I may have one or two of these here in the next week or so.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to meet you guys right in the middle and just say, for me, it's a 3.5. I give that score a lot. And I simply take points off just for practicality. I will not buy this beer that often. I think it's good. I think it's very drinkable. It's refreshing.
So if I brought one over and handed it to you,
I would drink it.
Okay.
And I would enjoy it. I'd be like, oh, sweet. You know, it's getting drank for sure. I think a 3 point. Are you okay?
No, I'm 38 years old. My back hurts.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, does my breath stink or what's happening? So we come to the point of the show where I'd like to take a selfie with the guests. So we're going to get that right now. And this is going to go up on Untappd. So Ethan, get in the shot over here, right this way. All right, we want to make a silly face. That's going to be it.
It's going to be a good one.
That's a keeper. So, yeah, that's our... Ethan gives it a 3, Ryan gives it a 4, I'm right in the middle at a 3.5. What are your guys' thoughts on Fat Tire? Do you agree with Ryan? Do you think this is kind of like a IPA light of sorts? I mean, is this a good gateway beer to kind of get you more into the more advanced craft beer scene? Let us know what you think in the comments below. I'd seriously appreciate it. As always, we thank you for joining us. If you have beers that you want to recommend to us, at some point we're going to have a P.O. box set up to where if you want to send us something to try, we will. That's kind of the goal, is to eventually be able to do that. So if you have some kind of crazy good beer that you like, I'm sure there's a legal way to do it. So we'll try and get that figured out. But as always, thank you for stopping by, and thank you for preparing yourself for a plethora of hot takes and potentially unpopular opinions. I'm Gabriel Fast.
I'm Ethan Maestri.
I'm Ryan Mazzocco.
And we're the Beer Bros.